Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell him, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane, ministry and friend, where we come before you on this evening, once again, continuing our Bible reading, our inspirational, spirit-filled Bible reading from Genesis to Revelation. Tonight, I'm coming before you out of the book of chapter 23 of the book of Genesis. I want to give God all honor and praise, who is the head of my life. I want to acknowledge my wife, who is my better half, in the name of Jesus, my rib, my part of me, my love. I thank God for those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter. And even if you're listening into our archives, God bless you, 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 and you. Even on this day, the day in which the Lord has made. Once again, without any further ado, Father God, we thank you for today. We give you praise, honor, and glory for who you are and all of what you've done. I pray, oh God, in Jesus' name, that you allow me to remove myself and let the Spirit come upon me, that I'm able to read and receive and retain what thus saith the Lord out of the Word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Genesis chapter 23. And Sarah was 120 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah. And Sarah died in Kirjath Arba. The same was Hebron in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. And Abraham stood up from before his dead and spoke unto the sons of Heth, saying, I am a stranger and a sojourner with you. Give my possessions of a burying place with you, and I may bury my dead out of my sight. And the children of Heth answered Abraham, saying unto him, Hear us, my lord. Thou art a mighty prince, mourning us in the choice of our sepulchres. bury thy dead. None of us shall withhold from thee his sepulcher, but that thou mayest bury thy dead. And Abraham stood up and bowed himself to the temple of the land, even in the children of Heth. And he communed with them, saying, if it be your mind that I should bury my dead out of my sight, hear me and entreat for me to Ephraim, the son of Zophar, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he hath, which in the end of the field, for as much money as it is worth, he shall give it me for possession of a burying place almost you. And Ephraim dwelt among the children of Heth. And Ephraim the Hittite answered Abraham in the audience of the children of Heth, even of all that went in at the gate of his city, saying, nay, my lord, hear me. The field give I thee, and the cave that is therein I give it to thee. In the presence of the sons of my people give I it thee, bury thy dead. And Abraham bowed down himself before the people of the land, and he spoke unto Ephraim in the audience of the people of the land, saying, but if thou wilt give it, I pray thee, hear me. I will give thee money for the field. Take it of me, and I will bury my dead there. And Ephraim answered Abraham, saying unto him, my lord, hearken unto me. The land is worth 400 shekels of silver. What is that betwixt me and thee, burying therefore thy dead? And Abraham hearkened unto Ephraim, and Abraham weighed Ephraim the silver which he had named in the audience of the sons of Heth, 400 shekels of silver, current money with the merchants. In the field of Ephraim, which was in Machpelah, which was before Mamre, the field, and the cave which was therein, and all the trees that were in their field, and were in all the borders round about, were made sure. Also Abraham, for the possession in the presence of the children of Heth, before all that went in at the gate of this city. And after this, Abraham buried Sarah, his wife, in the cave of the field of Machpelah, before Mamre, the name of his Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And the field and the cave that is therein were made sure unto Abraham for the possession of the burying place by the sons of Heth. Chapter 24. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto eldest servant of his house, and ruled over all that he had, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and if I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, peradventure, the woman will not be willing to follow me into the land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou comest? And Abraham said unto him, Beware thou that thou bring not my son thither again. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spoke unto me, and that sworn unto me, saying, Unto thy seed will I give this land, and shall send his angels before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from tents. And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from his moan, my oath. Only bring not my son thither again. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swore to him concerning that matter. And the servant took 10 camels of his master and departed. For all the goods of his masters were in his hands, and he rose and went to Mesopotamia, unto the city of Nahor. And he had made his camels a kneel down without the city by the well of water, in the time of the entering evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord of my masters Abraham, I pray thee, send me good seed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men in the city out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel of whom I shall say, Let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, and shall say, Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Like the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast shown kindness unto my master. And it came to pass before he had been done speaking that, behold, Rebekah came out, who was born in the Bethel, son of Micah, and wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled the pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, Let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, Drink, my lord. And she hasted and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also until I have done drinking. And she hastened and emptied her pitcher into thy through and ran again unto the well and drew water and drew for all his camels. And the man wondering at her held as peace to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, the man took a golden earring of half a shekel, weighed, and 2 braces for her hands, and 10 shekels weighed of gold, and said, Whose daughter thou art? Tell me, I pray thee. Is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in? And she said unto him, I am the daughter of Bethel, the son of Micah, which she bore unto Nahor. She said, moreover, unto him, we have both straw and provender enough to, and room to lodge in. And the man bowed down his head and worshiped the Lord. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not lifted destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I, being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brother. And the damsel ran and told them of his mother's house these things. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. And Laban ran out unto the man unto the well. And it came to pass, when he saw the earring and bracelets upon his sister's hand, and when he heard the words of Rebekah, his sister, saying, thus speak the man unto me, that he came unto the man, and behold, he stood by the camels all the well. And he said, come in, thou blessed of the Lord, wherefore standest thou without? For I have prepared the house, the room for the camels. And the man came unto the house and unto the garden his camels, and gave straw and provender for the camels, and water to wash his feet, and the man's feet that were with him. And there was set meat before him to eat. And he said, I will not eat until I have told my errand. And he said, speak on. And he said, I am Abraham's servant. The Lord hath blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he has given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and manservants and maidservants and camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bore a son to my master when she was old, and unto upon him hath he given all that he hath. And my master made me swear, saying, thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell. But thou shalt go unto the father's house and to the kindred, and take a wife unto me, my son. And I said unto my master, peradventure, the woman will not follow me. And he said unto me, the Lord, before whom I walk, will send his angels with thee, and prosper thy way, and thou shalt take a wife for my son and the kindred and of my father's house. Then shalt thou be clear from this my oath, when thou comest to my kindred, and if thou give not the one, thou shalt be clear from my oath. And I come this day unto the well and said, oh, Lord God of my master Abraham, if now thou do prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass that when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, I will say to her, give me, I pray thee, a little water of thy pitcher to drink. And she say to me, both drink thou, and I will draw from thy camels. Let the same be the woman whom the Lord hath appointed out of my master's house. My master's son, and before I had done speaking in my heart, behold, Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down unto the well and drew water. And I said unto her, let me drink, I pray thee. And she made haste and let down a pitcher from her shoulder and said, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. So I drank, and she made the camels drink also. And I asked her and said, whose daughter art thou? And she said, the daughter of Bethel, Nahor's son. whom Milcah bore unto him, and I put the earring upon her face and the bracelets upon her hand, and I bowed down my head and worshiped the Lord and blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, which had led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. And now ye will deal kindly with truly with my master. Tell me, and if not, tell me that I will turn to the right hand or to the left. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, the thing proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord has spoken. And it came to pass that when Abraham's servants heard the words and worshiped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth, and the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment and gave them to Rebekah. And he gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. And they did eat and drink, and the men that were with him, they tarried all night. And they rose up in the morning and said, send me away unto my master. And her brother and her mother said, let the damsel abide with us a few days, at the least 10. After that, she shall go. And he said unto them, hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered thy way, my way. Send me away that I may go to my master. And they said, we will call the damsel and inquire at her mount. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, wilt thou go with this man? And he said, I will go. And they said unto Rebekah, their sister, and their nurse, and Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them. And Rebekah arose and her damsels, and they rode upon the camel and followed the men, and the servant took Rebekah and went his way. And Isaac came from the way of the well, Lahairah-roi, and he dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the evening tide. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes. And when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. And she had said unto the servant, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant had said, it is my master. Therefore, she took a vow and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent and took Rebekah, and she became his wife. And he loved her. And Isaac was confronted after his mother's death. Chapter 25. Then again, Abraham took a wife, and her name was Keturah. And she was born him Zimran and Jokshan and Medan and Midian and Ishbak and Shuha. And Jokshan begot Sheba. and Dedan. And the sons of Dedan were Asherim and Letushim and Lumimim. And the sons of Madian, Ephah and Ephor and Hanok and Abiah and Abiah. All these were the children of Keturah. And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac. But unto the sons of the concubines which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts and set them away from Isaac, his son, while he yet lived eastward unto the east country. And these are the days of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived 365 years. Then Abraham gave up the ghost and died in the good old age, an old man and full of years, gathered to his people. And his son Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah in the field of Ephraim, and the son of Zohar the Hittite, which is before Mamre, in the field which Abraham purchased on the sons of Heth. There was Abraham buried, Sarah his wife. And it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac, and Isaac dwelt by the well Eliharo. Now these are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, when Hagar, the Egyptian, Sarah's handmaid, bore unto Abraham. And these were the names of the sons of Ishmael by their names according to their generations and the firstborns of Ishmael: Nebajah, Kedar, Adbil, and Medesam, and Mishma, Duma, and Massa, Hadar, Tema, Jetur, Nephesh, and Kedama. These are the names of Ishmael, and these are their names by their towns and by their cattle, 12 princes according to their nations. And these are the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years. And when he gave up the ghost and died and was gathered unto his people, and they dwelt from Havilah unto Shur, that is before Egypt, as thou goest toward Assyria. And he died in the presence of all his brethren. And these are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begot Isaac, and Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Paddan Aram, and his sister of Laban in Syrian. And Isaac entered the Lord for his wife because she was barren, and the Lord was entreated of him. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived, and the children struggled together within her. And she said, "If it be so, why am I thus?" And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, "Two nations are in your womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger." And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red all over like a hairy garment. And they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his name took hold of Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bore thee. And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field, and Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison, but Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob saw porridge. Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red porridge, for I am faint." Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, "Sell me this day thy birthright." And Esau said, "Behold, I am at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me?" And Jacob said, "Swear to me this day." And he swore unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and porridge and lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Chapter 26. And there was a famine in the land, besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went into Abimelech's king of Philistines before Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, "Go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father, and I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of the heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in the seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, by my commandments, my statutes, and my laws." And Isaac dwelt in Gerar. And the men of the place asked him of his wife. And he said, "She is my sister." For he feared to say, "She is my wife." Lest, said he, the men of the place should kill me for Rebekah, because she was a fair to look upon. And it came to pass, when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out at the window and saw, and behold, Isaac was sporting with Rebekah, his wife. And Abimelech called Isaac and said, "Behold, of the surety she is thy wife. And how sayest thou, she is my sister?" And Isaac said unto him, "Because I said, lest I die for her." And Abimelech said, "What is this thou hast done unto us? One of the people might lightly have leaned upon thy wife, and thou shouldest have brought guiltiness upon us." And Abimelech charged all his people, saying, "He that touches this man or his wife shall surely be put to death." Then Isaac sold unto the land and received into the name of the year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. And the men waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. And he had possessions and flocks and possessions of herds and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him for all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham, his father. The Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, "Go from us, for thou art much mightier than we." And Isaac departed thence. and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the herdmen of Gerar did serve Isaac, herdmen, saying, "The water is ours." And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. And they digged another well and strove for that also. And he called the name of that Sitna. And he removed from tents and digged another well. And from them he strove not. And he called the name of the Rebekah, Renhabah, Rehoboth. And he said, "For now the Lord hath made room for us, and he shall be fruitful in the land." And he went up from tent from Beersheba, and the Lord appeared unto him in the same night, and said unto him, "I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and will bless thee, and multiply thy seed from my servant Abraham's sake." And he built an altar there, and he called upon the name of the Lord and pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants digged the well. Then Abimelech went to him from Gerar, and Ahazazah, one of his friends, and Pichol, a chief of captain of his army. And Isaac said unto them, "Wherefore come ye to me, saying, ye hate me, and have sent me away from you?" And they said, We saw certain that the Lord was with thee. And we said, "Let there be now an oath betwixt us, even twixt us and thee, and let us make a covenant with thee, that thou wilt do us no hurt, as we have not touched thee, and as we have done unto thee nothing but good, and have sent thee away in peace. Thou art now the blessed of the Lord." And he made thee a feast, and they did eat, and they did drink. And they rose up three times in the morning and swore unto the other, and Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. And it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came and told him concerning the well which thou had digged, and said unto him, "We have found water." And he called it Sheba. Therefore the name of the city is Beersheba unto this day. And Esau was 40 years old when he took the wife of Judah, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and Bathsheba, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, which were a grief of mine unto Isaac and to Rebekah. We want to thank you for the reading of God's word. Be blessed. Until tomorrow, I never could have made it.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better.